Up next on American Restoration.
You paint everything?
It could be painted.
I'll paint it.
I want to sort of have a competition. You up for that?
It'll be a manslaughter.
This is a 1978 Arctic Cat wet bike. How would you like to make a little wager?
So if one of us can get up on this thing and ride it, you'll pay us $15,000.
You got it.
Oh, that kind of hurt.
I'm Horny Mike.
Nice to meet you.
I'm here to make you look bad.
There's no way I'm losing this, especially to a guy who's got horns on his head.
I'm Rick Dale, and at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Go!
I've always fostered a spirit of competition.
Yeah, come on, give me!
In my life and at the shop.
Everybody give it up for Kyle because he is the employee of the month.
Whether it's a friendly bet,
I can do both these scooters before you even think about doing it.
Or a new shop challenge.
Do you mind if we set up a little challenge?
Here we go.
I believe it makes me and my team better.
Whoa!
They're all missing.
They're all missing doors.
Yeah.
What the heck is that? What is that?
That's pretty cool. Hey, good to see you, Ken.
Good to see you, Rick.
Ken is a regular customer, and like me, a total gearhead. And the projects he brings in are a real challenge.
Where the heck did you get that?
This is a 1978 Arctic Cat wet bike. I picked that up in 1982.
This thing is absolutely awesome.
These things were like the beginning of what we know as jet skis now, right?
Yeah, jet pump is about twice the size of what you had on the jet skis.
This is pretty cool, seeing a wet bike. I mean, I've seen a lot of jet skis, but I've never seen one of these.
This was basically an outboard motor that they strapped on the ski, and it's a hydroplane.
Nelson Tyler is the guy that did these, and he was like an aeronautical engineer. Now, his first one's just the funkiest looking thing.
Yeah, it had a prop on the back.
Yeah,
it was wasn't different. A jet.
Right, right, right. And he ended up getting it on James Bond.
Yeah, it's Buddy Lefty. Dude, you know how badass you gotta be to be riding this in a tux?
Wet bikes are top-heavy and not very easy to ride, are they? Balance is very important on getting in there.
Yeah, especially if you're big. The bigger you are, the harder it is.
You know, I went as James Bond for Halloween, but I wasn't 007. I was 007 because I'm bigger.
Dude,
I think this would be a piece of cake.
Yeah, it's on the trailer.
So what do you want to do to it?
I want to put it back original. Been sitting in my garage for about 22 years now. My kids were really too little when I had it. They're older, so now I can laugh at them when they fall off of it.
You want to paint it or gel coat it?
I know the gel coating is a really hard process.
I think I would go to that level. I would gel coat it all in white again. It'd last definitely better on top of the fiberglass.
Okay.
You know? Gel coating is made with plastics and fiberglass, and it gets shot on the piece of fiberglass, and it creates a really thick resin that's so much more durable than paint on the water. Problem is I have never done gel coating, but I want to do it on this. All right, so this thing looks like a ton of work. The grip that's on it, or the throttle, it was a tris throttle, right? Not a thumb throttle.
Yes.
Well, that's gonna be tough to find the original. This rubber, I'll have to find that to get that done. The motor. Ah, man, is that ugly.
Look at the carburetor. I mean, it's got so much gunk on it, it's gonna need a lot of work.
Okay, to take this thing apart, go ahead and make it exactly stock, right?
Right.
I'm looking at right around $15,000 to do the whole thing.
Well, we're in Las Vegas. How would you like to make a little wager? We'll do that if one of you guys get up on it the first time out at the lake, and if not, we'll go 12.
So if one of us can get up on this thing and ride it, you'll pay $15,000. And if not, it's 12, right?
You got it.
So a $3,000 bet. This thing is like no other jet ski I've ever seen or ridden before.
I'll handle this thing.
Yeah, but it's my money you're gonna lose when you face plant.
I wanna ride it. I'm worried about him, but I wanna. I'm good for that, okay?
All right.
You got a deal.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
You bet, Ken.
15 was a little high, so we made a wager. I don't think they can do it, so that's money in the bank.
Show you how I'm gonna own you. Oh, that kinda hurt.
Dad.
Yeah.
Nico's here about the job.
Hey, Nico.
Yeah, how are you?
How are you?
Pleasure to meet you.
We've been extremely busy at the shop, and I'm falling further and further behind. I need one more painter to be consistent and quick and get the job done just exactly how I want it. Okay, you paint everything?
If it's painted, I'll paint it. I'm Nico. I'm a custom painter. I've been painting since I was 4 years old. I paint anything from wood to metal to tin. It doesn't matter what it is.
I want to show you around, show you some of the other stuff that we do. This is a piece that's basically just got torn down. It's an old basketball game out of the early 40s. It's going to be traced first because we don't got to match this art. Could you trace it?
Yeah, not a problem. I would first take photos of it.
Yeah.
Run the vector artwork, do a black and white print, set it up to the side, and then size it and see if it matches up.
So you don't need to sit over top of this
and trace
it? I don't
have to do anything of that at all. Welcome to the digital world.
Wow.
This guy talks like he knows everything, but I've heard it before.
Well, you definitely talk the talk.
But I got another guy in town that I trust, and I want to bring him in to make sure I'm making the right call.
Well, I'm going to sort of have a competition. You up for that?
Please do. Do what you want to do. It's going to be a manslaughter. I assure you. There's nobody going to compete with me. There's going to be no competition on any painter. It's not going to happen. I'm really not even moved by it. It doesn't bother me. Paint away.
You guys can both come down, and we'll just, you know, basically paint off. You on it?
Yeah.
Okay, bud.
Not a problem.
Thanks, Nico.
Thank you.
All right. Come on, I'll show you out.
All right, thanks.
You're going to learn a lot of stuff.
Oh, you're going to school me?
Yeah.
They told me you were funny.
Hey, looks like I'm just going to bring it all. I'm going to whoop his ass now.
One, two, three.
Oh, man. I am a little bit concerned that he can't make it work.
I know. It's pretty windy. I mean, is that going to matter?
It would help me out if he hit the drink.
We've been working really hard on stripping this wet bike and filling all the dings and dents. And because I'm so short-staffed in my paint department, I've got to figure out how to do this gel coat process that I've never done before.
All right, Tyler.
What's up?
You ready to do this?
Yeah.
I've done fiberglass, but I've never shot gel coat. Basically, it's sort of like a paint, but it's more of a plastic.
And it's pretty hard to get it to the right thickness.
I just want to thin it just enough to where it comes out of our gun. To thin the product, use Hi-Bond resin thinner.
We don't have that.
Okay. All right. Then we can use styrene, which...
We don't have that either.
I'm gonna add a little acetone, okay? It'll thin it just a little bit.
Doing this gel coating process with my dad, he doesn't know how to do it, and I don't know how to do it. The playing fields are leveled. He doesn't have an unfair advantage. He can't try to tell me what to do, because he doesn't know either.
We'll see. I want black on the bottom, and I want white on top. Evidently, it doesn't come in black. So what happens is you tint it with black.
Gotcha.
Bring it.
Ooh.
We're gonna thin it out a little bit. This is not gonna spray through the gun. Not thinning, it's just separating. Keep stirring. It's starting to come around, right?
Yeah.
I have no clue how this is gonna shoot.
Only one way to find out, Dad.
Good luck.
There's still one more step that we could really screw up. You have to put a layer over top. It's called a release.
It looked like silly string. It was in my face, in my hair, on my clothes.
Well, what mold release does, it cures the gel coat on the fiberglass. If you don't put that on, it won't cure. It'd be tacky.
I don't know what it was, but it was everywhere.
All right. Hopefully we did everything right now, because if it doesn't cure, it'll be either tacky or soft. So we'll come back and see how it works.
Woo!
That was exciting.
Ugh, I need a shower.
What's up, Rick?
Hey, Mike.
I'm Horny Mike. I work over at Counts Customs. I do all their airbrushing and whatever else they make me do.
I'm thinking about hiring this guy named Nico.
Okay.
And he says he's a great painter. He says he's fast.
If he painted, I'll paint it.
They like to run their mouth about how great they are.
All painters talk smack, because, you know, they want everybody to think they're the best.
I talk a lot of smack.
I want to give him a little test run, okay?
Yeah.
So I want to sort of have this little competition between you and him.
Okay.
And I need you to put some pressure on him. And I want you to act like you want the job.
Yeah, you know what
I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And I also want him to be a great painter. Otherwise, I'm not going to hire him.
He's not going to be as good as me.
Okay.
So you want to go out and just give him hell?
Yeah. Okay.
This is actually going to be a blast for me.
Thank you very much,
Mike. No problem, brother. This is a great day for me. At the shop, normally they stop me from screwing with people. Rick called me to come here and screw with someone. What's going down?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Good, how you doing? I'm Nico.
I'm Horny Mike.
Nice to meet you.
I'm here to hopefully make you look bad.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen.
You got so much stuff. I'm starting to feel unprofessional.
I'm trying to get you a little nervous. This guy walks in late, has horns on his head, has nothing in his hands. There's absolutely no way this guy's gonna do anything with me. Nothing.
Morning, ladies.
Ladies?
Morning.
You're the one with two balls in your hand.
Horny Mike, Nico. These are the two things you're gonna paint. They're round, a little harder painting. I've already taken the skin off of one of them. It's plastic material. The paint has to stick, okay? I want you guys to paint both of these into the world of Rick's Restorations, what Rick's Restorations is all about, okay?
What is the world of Rick's Restoration mean? Old junk? What am I gonna paint on this? And I don't have any good ideas to paint on this ball. This sucks. I got nothing. I really got nothing for that.
Well, that's a big problem, Mike. You're gonna need to go find something. Walk yourselves around, figure it out, and let's get going, okay?
All right.
Get it done.
This should be awesome.
Yeah, real great.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But you get the blue ball. You seem like a blue balls kind of guy.
You know what? I like that. That's good. Okay?
Recently, Tyler and I did our first gel coating job, so now we're gonna pull it out and see if it worked. My worry is right now that when you hose it, it'll blow off the paint, because maybe it didn't cure right.
How come it's so rough up there?
I don't know. Start hosing.
The worst thing that could happen is we go to wash this wet bike off and all the gel coat comes off. That is not what we want. Well, is this getting smooth? Ah, it is.
Yeah.
Look, it's smoothed right out.
Yeah. So far, we're good. The paint's not coming off. We're golden. All that rough stuff that was on there, like you said, this faded part.
Yeah, the haze.
It's all gone.
Yeah.
The haze is gone. This is gonna cook through the water.
Looks so good. One more thing we can say we know how to do now.
Yeah, I love it. I'm stoked that this actually worked. And then now we can actually do this process and save a ton of money.
Good job, buddy. Win.
Oh, it's gonna be a fun day.
Well, it's not gonna be a fun day. It's gonna be like a day at school. You're gonna learn a lot of stuff.
Oh, you're gonna school me?
Yeah.
They told me you were funny. I figured I would start with the base red. One half of my globe will have the signage, things that you see around here. The other half will be the grains, the wood tones, and tools. I got a couple of secrets I'm gonna use, so we'll see how it goes from here.
Oh, don't worry about that. That's gonna wash right out. Can't lie, I feel kind of stupid.
Hey, look, you know what? If you don't make it with the paint job, you can always become a janitor.
You bastard. There is no way I'm letting this punk run his mouth. So now, hey, looks like I'm just gonna bring it all. I'm going to whoop his ass now.
Can't get enough of that, so I'ma go too fast and have whatever run you want to slap. Getting all the finer things in excess, no regrets. You only judge me cause you wish that you could open that. Get some, you see it, want to grab it. Get some, being the dope built to have it. Get some, yeah, I'm bringing back the magic. Gonna snag life and bag it, roll it like a savage.
And I'm excited to see what you guys did.
I want to go first.
Let's see what
he's all
got.
Excited. All right. I can't wait to see this.
Just check it out.
Oh, wow.
You want me to restore this for you?
So what I'm going to be looking for is quality, creativity. At the same time, I said it needs to be the world of Rick's. I brought in Horny Mike to test Nico's paint skills in a competition. Now I get to see how good this guy really is.
I want to go first.
He's all excited. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, that's
well, funny. Whatever. Just check it out.
Oh, wow.
I started to paint my ball the way I did, really because Rick's World, it's old stuff and machines. So I decided to put the wood slats all the way around it, make it look old and tarnished.
The wood grain is phenomenal. That looks great.
That looks nice.
And I love this copper, how you got that going on in there.
And give it that tarnished look, that old, you know, rustic, you know, how things come in when you first get it.
You want me to restore this, please?
Let's try Nico's now.
Yeah, I agree. I'm ready to see Nico's, too.
Yes, please, by all means.
All right.
I'm very confident in what I did, and I'm going to win the competition only because I spent more time artistically airbrushing and handling things instead of spitting little paint on top of things to make techniques. I designed it utilizing, you know, all the pieces and parts inside of Rick's place. I saw the wood, I saw the metal, so I gave it that ripped, rusted look. I added a couple of machines, old and new, something that was restored and revised, but I kept it in the genre of what Rick wanted.
All right, so you ready for this, guys? The winner of these two balls right now, the one that I like the most that says everything about Rick's restorations, is this one right here. Nico, you're the man. You got a job, okay?
Thank you.
Great job to both of you, though. And Mike, thanks for doing this, really.
Thanks, Rick.
Both guys did a great job. And I'm really happy to have a painter who can keep up with the likes of Horny Mike.
I didn't have any confidence in you. I brought my B game. I probably should have brought my A game, but Nico bested me. It's all good.
It's all right.
I'm good.
Hey, Mike, they're hiring janitors.
The wet bike has been gel-coated top and bottom, and the engine has been completely reassembled. Fonzie's doing final tweaks, and now the only questions left are if the client will like it and if we can win our $3,000 bet.
Gain some speed. Don't be scared.
I'm going fast.
That's not fast.
That's not?
What are you doing?
Getting ready for the wet bike, dude. Right? I gotta save you $3,000. What I do, I'm the hero.
You're not riding the wet bike. Ron thinks a skateboard's gonna help him balance. That's like me thinking a bicycle's gonna prep me for the Indy 500.
Not even James Bond could do the stuff I can do on a skateboard.
You're just wasting my time.
Oh! Oh! He went down!
Ron, you're a jackass.
At least I know how to fall.
That's the main reason I won't trust Ron with a $3,000 bet. He's just an idiot. We gotta get the wet bike out to the lake so we can show it off to the customer.
What do you think about this wet bike? He's gonna fire up and go?
God, I hope so. It's gonna be embarrassing if he doesn't. And that water looks cold.
Dude, I can't wait for him to see this thing because it's pretty badass.
Yeah. Here he comes.
Moment of truth right here, baby. Moment of truth.
Hey.
How's it
How
going?
You doing? How you been?
Doing good. Good. Doing, good. You, doing good.
Ready to see this?
I'm ready. Like a kid at Christmas, I got to see this thing.
Come on over here. It's over here. You remember how rough this thing was,
oh,
right?
Yeah, it was 20 years of sitting in the garage.
Well, quite honestly, it looked like you used to use it for a dirt bike and ride it through the desert. That's what it looked like. Every bit of fiberglass was cracked. The motor looked like, you know, it was a home for wayward squirrels. All right, so I'm going to have Ron. Go ahead.
All right.
I am a little bit concerned that this, since this thing was made over 45 years ago, the parts can't be found for it, and he can't make it work.
One, two, three.
Oh, man. This is beautiful. I mean, I'm speechless. If you didn't know better, you'd think it just came off the showroom floor. This is what it looks like.
That's exactly what it would have looked like back in 1978. This is all gel coated, so it's nice and slippery on the bottom. We reupholstered the whole seat. They don't make this seat, so we did that and put these little inlays in it. The pump itself, we took it all the way apart, powder coated everything. We stripped all the paint off of it and then re-fiberglassed everything. We had to sand everything nice and smooth. We've got new decals in there and redid the whole plate and everything on the bottom end. All the switches have been redone. So this all functions again.
This exceeded my expectations. Now we got to see it run.
Yeah.
Remember our little wager we had?
I do remember the wager. I'm just hoping you like the thing enough to where I don't have to get in the lake.
$15,000 was the price, but if you can't get up on it, we're looking at $12,000.
All right, so I'm going to go get the truck and hook up and be ready for the show of your life. Shaken, not stirred.
Hey, just don't break it before I get to ride it.
James Bond rode one of these bikes in a movie, and I want to show Ken that I can ride it first time up in a James Bond outfit.
I know, that's pretty windy. I mean, is that going to matter?
It's not going to help. It would help me out if he hit the drink.
I've never been on one of these bikes. I don't know if I'm immediately get up in the air and fall over. I mean, I don't want to lose no matter what. And I also don't want to drown.
I wonder what's taking him so long. The anticipation's killing me on this.
What are the odds that he can't even get up on it?
Probably 10 to 1 that he can't ride it.
It was a little sketchy for the first, like, maybe 20, 30 feet, and then it was off to the races.
That is awesome, dude. He's coming straight at us.
First time! Yeah!
What'd he say?
That first time.
Oh.
$3,000, pal.
Oh, man. That was great. It was worth it. I can't believe he got up the first time, but he did it. He's going to rub it in, right?
All right, let's go meet him over the dock.
All right, you got it.
That is, if he ever comes back.